Okay, all one take. This episode of the podcast this week brought to you by me. Balin's not here, so we got scuff set up. I'm literally in Marcos's house. Say hi.
I'm not, because they're in another state. Hi, guys.
Okay, he's looking at me, miming his words. He's acting like his Discord's broken in real life. I'm watching him speak words, but he just won't. Come on, man.
Enos.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah.
Pussy.
So this episode is going to be like a 30-minute, probably something like that. Very quick pre-Worlds interview. This fucker's going to Worlds.
Yeah, and we haven't talked about Rig H either, but I suppose we could. We That'll I don't know if we bring that up. Do we wait till after Worlds to talk about Rig H?
Later for that.
Yeah. Everyone knows what it is.
Man of the hour, you want to say anything about Worlds? He's doing it again.
Enos. Ock. Pussy. White.
It's not gonna stop.
Very intelligent.
Anyway, Wo-Chien.
I'm literally watching him do this as he has a golden Wo-Chien on his desk right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, okay.
Right
I
next
do
to my Diary of
this.
A Wimpy Kid Do-It-Yourself book.
How did you get that necklace of the golden Wo-Chien?
That's a good story.
Okay, so when Moses led his people to the mountain, and he went up to get the Ten Commandments from God. When he came back down, they were worshiping a gold idol of a calf.
Mm-hmm.
This is that.
I see. So you're Moses? This is your or are idea. You one of the blasphemous people who was worshiping
the false
god? I am
one of the blasphemous
the
people.
That's real, honestly. I respect that.
Yeah. Yeah, so a viewer of mine emailed me on like Saturday or Sunday, and they were like, hi, if you want a buddy for stream at Worlds, I made this gold Wo-Chien. Do you want it?
That's
and then
so
he
awesome.
Sold it to me.
What's crazy is that this is like someone near us. You thought you had to get it shipped in, and he was like,
oh, I live 40 minutes away.
Yeah, I don't even need to deliver that. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's awesome, actually.
So, yeah, that was how that went down. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Wo-Chien?
He just got a necklace.
Whoa, Chizzy.
This is probably not controversial to say. This is Wo-Chien's kind of only chance to win Worlds, do you think?
Probably.
Yeah.
He had a shot last year.
I debate, like, both Ting Lu and Wo-Chien, both of them are going to get better the more high power level the format is. So I think that when we get double restricted, honestly, I think it might get better.
Yeah, Wo-Chien's going to be a lot better when you can have, like, a Miradon and Kyogre.
Yeah, right? Because Miradon and Kyogre is like the easiest solution. Wo-Chien, while both of them.
Yeah, that's literally it.
Yeah, but I think right now is also a prime opportunity because Miradon has already like we've established the kill die Pokemon, and it's Calyrex Shadow and Miradon. So he just kind of sits there.
Yeah, the only real restricted that Wo-Chien doesn't. Like, live off of its natural typing is Calyrex Ice, but, like, it's always Terra Water, right?
Basically, yeah.
So.
This is my question from, like, a gameplay standpoint, because we're doing an interview now with Mr. Boosted. I personally, like, I love fat Pokemon. I love Ursaluna and, like, Ting Lu and Wo-Chien, of course. I have a problem when I'm, like, sick, this thing can wall everything, then everything next to me gets killed. And then I'm in a shit position. That is all definitely a positioning issue, but I want to know like how you avoid getting stuck in that trap.
So Wo-Chien should be healing.
For Pollen Puff, huh?
Yeah, it's Pollen Puff. That's it. That's literally it. Mm.
I think the combo of Wo-Chien and Kyogre works so well because Kyogre's not dying to any double up. Well, I mean, it can,
but you have to put a lot of
double ups. It will live because of Wo-Chien tablets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty useful in that way.
That makes sense. No leech seed shenanigans.
No, there's no need.
And whatnot.
Like, Xi Liang Tang's version had leech seed, but it didn't have foul play, which just dumbfounded me. I'm like, oh, what?
Yeah, I feel like foul play. Yeah, I feel like foul play is needed on that guy. Because, you know, I had the closest thing I've experienced to playing a lot was the Spiritomb team, which I might try and bring back. I don't think it will be good because now people realize Sylveon's good. But. You just foul play is the threat. I remember Goldango Murkrow also. It does a surprising amount of damage.
Yeah, any kind of like passive Pokemon that you have, if they do have moves like Foul Play or Ruination's another thing, right? Like,
yeah.
I think Xie Liang said that. Just being able to do something always, is it just valuable on Pokemon like that? Really, I think it's the Kyogre that brings your whole team together, right? Like,
yeah, the main idea is really just like Kyogre is great turn one, but sucks every other turn because he's not at full health. So the idea is that Wo-Chen makes it really, really easy to not really have to worry about that sort of thing, because you just heal it up, you know.
How do you feel about your Kyogre pick going into Worlds, like in terms of just the restricted landscape?
I think Kyogre is the most neutral restricted you can pick in this format. Like, I don't really...
I would agree with that.
I'm not really super concerned about, you know...
As somebody that has played Koraidon the entire format, which is probably the same concept...
No, neutral, it is not neutral.
Neutral into most, but slightly worse into everything. So it's like uphill battle always.
Yeah.
It feels neutral because everything sucks. I get you. I think, yeah. Kyogre being the only one that hasn't won anything yet... How does that affect you at all, or do you just not care?
Nah, I don't really care.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the best. But because it's like tournament performance matters, but it doesn't matter when it comes to like building a team that like you're taking to a big tournament.
Yeah,
and this is the big tournament too. Like,
is it
just a little bit?
Is this a big deal or something?
Yeah, like a small amount. Thoughts on first time ever going to Worlds? That's kind of huge.
I'm going to feel really guilty when, like, I don't make day two and all of my friends are like, let's go watch day two. And I'm like, nah, I want to do literally anything else. Because that's how I am at every tournament. I don't, like, as soon as I'm, like, out of the tournament, I clock out. I go, okay, let's go do everything else we can do in this city.
True. I mean, that's the other thing, right? Being in Hawaii is kind of a fire perk, right? Like,
yeah.
New Orleans was neat. This is kind of like the evolution of it, so.
Yeah, I love going to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
You ever been before?
Yes.
Yeah, once, to visit my ex.
Oh, okay.
Pretty cool, huh?
I mean, did you enjoy Hawaii? Not so much the other thing?
I didn't do much tour stuff. I mostly just hung out at her house.
Okay.
Yeah. The PSA is don't fucking touch the sea turtles or anything else. Don't.
Oh, yeah, for sure. If anybody's watching this, it's also going to Hawaii. One, maybe don't say hi to Marcos. He might be doing things. But two...
I'm doing something!
Stop! Wait a minute!
A nice tourist. That goes for you, too. I'll lecture you right now. I don't give a fuck.
I'm a phenomenal tourist. Okay. What are you talking about?
I believe you.
When I went to England, I only made fun of their accents 18 times a day.
Okay, yeah, see... Now I wish
there's
I
a difference.
Going,
there's a difference. We're allowed to make fun of British people.
Yeah, no, but I wouldn't do that to the fine people of Hawaii. I would only do it in London.
Yeah, I've only gone when I was, oh God, maybe 14. And I was at that age where just I wanted to be miserable all the time, or I just kind of was. So.
25?
Actually, no, I think I may have been 10. I may have been younger, but...
Those are different numbers.
Did you get that?
Yeah,
like, I was at
no,
that
no,
age
no.
where I wanted to be miserable all the time. Me? 25?
Yeah.
I'm 25.
No, but I feel like I missed an opportunity because, I don't know, now that I'm a huge fucking astronomy nerd and I really, really am interested in ecology, it's like, oh, there's so much to, like, look at in Hawaii and I didn't do any of it when I was younger. I want to go back at some point, but... if you take any pictures of plants, send them to me, please.
Okay, yeah, I can take pictures of plants.
Or the ocean, yeah. It's just, don't take beach or rocks or seashells or anything from the beach. I mean, I said don't take beach, don't take sand.
Are you sure?
Yes. Especially the black sand. It's really cool. Just don't touch it. Just leave it. You can touch it. Don't take it. Don't touch the sea turtles. Get food from local businesses if you can. Thumbs up. Tourism in Hawaii, like, really sucks for Hawaii, which is why everyone was, like, kind of about the announcement, and now I'm being all preachy on my soapbox, but
yeah.
As long as you're not an asshole, and don't leave your trash on the ground, and don't touch the endangered species, you
That's
should be
my
fine.
Favorite part, Ash. I was going to do all of that.
You can do that in London.
That's funny.
You had your time.
Losing so many London viewers.
No, listen, every big city, at least it, with like within the continental states, is just... I'm realizing it's all LA. I mean, it's just any just big capital city. LA isn't the capital, but it's the same thing. Like, New York is gross. Paris, Paris is gross. Fucking Chicago's probably gross. I don't know. Just every big city that I've heard people talk about. Oh, Alex went to Spain. He was like, yeah, this is LA. It's just big cities are gross. Hawaii's not gross. Hawaii's pretty clean from what I remember.
I would love it if next season it's very clean. Was in Spain. That'd be big.
Oh, that'd actually be really cool.
Big Spain, man.
Are you?
That's another thing. We are going to get like world's location. I've also been thinking like if we're going to get any kind of VG reveal because we already know the format.
Oh,
so,
you
like,
mean like how we saw like Cyclozar at the end of Sword Shield Worlds?
Yeah, and like Covert Cloak and stuff like that.
Yeah. Wait, that's a
we're
good
We're not
going to...
I don't think we're going to get anything,
dude,
really,
no,
unless they announce new
DLC.
DLC
3.
Either
yeah,
DLC
honestly,
3 or like Xerneas of Veltal stuff.
What?
Yeah.
Like, oh, that, you know what? That you would what be it. Like, we're adding the rest of the Pokemon via free DLC.
That's the dream. I think the reality is that they're going to add in Xerneas and Yveltal somehow. Because we had those with, we had those Palkia Dialga raid events. I said it before, but my crackpot theory is that we're going to get Xerneas and Yveltal added through raids in a similar way, through like just an update that adds them into the game.
Yeah.
To like, you know, one, promote ZA, and two, to get ready for a restricted format, right?
Yeah.
And then that's why we're kind of starting with a neutral, no legendaries format, which I'm very excited about. That's my rank age thoughts is good. Thumbs
yeah.
up. Yeah.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
I don't know. I think it could be interesting. I am very curious because last time it was DLC, first time it was Cyclozar. I think those were separate announcements. I hope we get Crabrawler added back to the game. Crabrawler's in the game. I can't make that joke. Never mind.
He is. He's just not good.
Never mind.
I
remember when they revealed
Pokemon.
Crabrawler.
Maybe he'll be good.
They were like,
Pokemon's been in the game.
Yeah. It's been in the game, but remember when they revealed it for, like, Sun and Moon, and they're like, look, it can kill Landorus, and then it turns out that that's literally impossible if they're both level 50.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I could definitely see, like, Legends EA, not, like, trailer or anything, but some form of announcement, and then...
Yeah.
Xerneas and Veltal Zygarde are in... Or
honestly, Riders. I could expect an announcement for a Pokemon Direct.
That could also probably be it.
But that'd be so lame, right? Like, TCG's probably getting some new cards. Unite's probably getting a new Pokemon.
What if we just get Pokemon Legends news? What if that's it?
I'd like that. I would like that a lot because we've already, you know, Ursaluna is from Legends Arceus. What if we get a reveal of a what if we get Legends Arceus or Legends ZA footage and they show off a new Pokemon that could be pretty VGC viable?
Yeah,
that could be
maybe
neat.
Just a new Mega.
True!
Oh, dude,
I forgot about
beast.
That.
Yeah.
The really curious thing is, like, a new Mega would actually just be very good. It wouldn't, I don't know, the announcements have always been directed at VGC, like, even when it was a new Pokemon, it was just Crabrawler. They were like, look at it in combat, right, compared to other VGC
like,
Pokemon.
I think the thing I'm thinking about more is, like, TCG gets shown something.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much after every Worlds, and it's like, oh, we're bringing back A-Spec, we're bringing back V-Star, or whatever they want to
be.
So, I mean, like, yeah, Mega's kind of falls in line with them for us for VG.
Yeah, I would say so.
That would make sense. I don't think, unfortunately, after BDSP, I don't think we're going to have VGC within Legends. It would be neat if they don't, if they take out the styles, the Agile style, and whatever the other one was.
I don't think, but I'm pretty sure we already know there's no multiplayer in Legends EA, right?
Pretty sure we're certain about that.
Probably not. But, I don't know. I think, a new Mega would make sense because it kind of implies, I don't know, it would be sad if the mechanic is just kept within that and then the next mainline Pokemon game doesn't have anything, but I guess it would make sense. It would be funny, they just show Mega Kang, crowd goes wild.
Yeah.
yeah, actually. Oh my god, wait. Yeah,
Mega
that
Kang.
Is. That is the
They don't need to show anything new.
Do.
yeah, they don't need anything new, just Kangaskhan. That's Holy funny. Shit.
Okay, well, we could do like a. Put your comment in the comment section what you think the world's prediction showcase is going to be, because.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, that's just funny.
Yeah.
Kang is actually mine now.
The hope is Yveltal and Xerneas be added. I know a lot of people don't like Xerneas, but I think with all the good steel types we have now, it will be not as big of a beast, and it will be like an interesting ripple effect in the meta. I think realistically we might get just a Pokemon Presents announcement for an announcement, which kind of sucks, but I don't know what else to expect. I have no clue what else.
Yeah. So that's like the post-world stuff, right?
Yeah.
I do want to ask, now, I know your answer is Kyogre, but what do you think Restricted is going to win the world? Because I also want it to be you, but if you don't, right,
that's it's going
to
be me.
Well, that's my question, is like, if not.
No, it's me.
All right.
Please. Who's second place?
You know, I mess with the mindset. Like, trying to think of other stuff doesn't really matter. Like, that's more...
Who do you want to fight in finals?
What's going to win? Why am I bringing Kyogre if I don't think it's going to win?
Real. Yeah. No, that's hard. Or, real. Because,
actually,
like,
yeah.
This is more of a question for people that aren't going to Worlds. So, like, for me and Ash, more accurately, like, I would love it if it's Kyogre, right?
You mean people who didn't make it to the grand stage?
Let me hear.
Because, you see, when you put me and Kurt Angle in the mix...
Let me ask you a different question that isn't the same question. That's what a different question means. What do you think Restricted you're gonna fight the most at Worlds?
Calyrex. And if you ask me which one, yes.
Yeah, I can see.
Yeah, honestly.
Cause like my experience with NAIC was like pretty varied, right? I wasn't like any other regional that I've been to in a restricted format where you're fighting just like the same guy on repeat. Like I had a good mix of pretty much everything. I've never fought Terapagos in tournament in Reg G, but that's... You
know, I'm trying to dodge that. That's my hardest matchup for sure.
Well, I think, I mean, if that's your hardest matchup, that's a good thing, right? Because if they're scarce to begin with.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, I think this entire format, you can kind of track, like, what was the dark horse going into.
You mean Calyrex?
No, I mean like what Pokemon was being slept on, right? The one that Calyrex won, like Shadow Rider won, was the one where everyone right before was like, "Oh, this must sucks, it's washed." It's like, what are you talking about?
I can see that, yeah.
Like Maridon specifically at the very beginning at Indy was everyone was like, "Maridon's bad," and then Maridon wins, and it's like, "Oh wait, never mind, we're just bad."
To be fair, it still has like one variant of the team. It's still just Blursa for Rigoraf. There hasn't exactly been like a any kind of new thing going on with it that made it better. It's just still kind of trucking.
Iron Hands over Pawn Hearthflame. Well, there's different variations. They're all doing the same thing, but there is. That's what I'm most curious to see is like what adaptations to existing archetypes popping up.
Mostly I just expect to see everything get fatter.
Right, like
yeah.
Grimmsnarl being added to like half the...
Oh, yeah, Grimmsnarl's gonna be in like every other team, I think.
Yeah.
Screens are on top, yeah.
If you're going to the World Championships, I think having Thunder Wave on your team makes sense.
Nah. You don't need Thunder
Wave. You think Grim with no T-Wave?
No, you don't need T-Wave. Well, I mean, if you're running Grim, you should have T-Wave, but I don't think that you need Thunder Wave on your team, you know?
Okay. I was more so like saying for like all the grim heads out there.
Yeah, I mean like that's useful, obviously. Even like side targets useful for the Trick Room matchup.
True. I like Scary Face as well. Quite silly. There actually aren't many, well, I guess Clear Amulet. I was gonna say there's not a lot of clear body or like status immune Pokemon, but yeah, Clear Amulet. I don't know what will win. It is definitely like the most even. To be fair, I haven't kept up with the meta super hard because I was kind of like peeking over at Reg H, and that's the extent of my like VGC information. But it seems like besides getting fatter, the restricted chosen is pretty much all around. We kind of had that period where everyone's like figuring out what's good, and so stuff has fallen off. Like, sadly, rest in peace, my soldier Zamazenta. I love you. I don't think... Oh, who knows? Maybe it'll pull back. If we like being fat and bulky, then maybe it'll come out of nowhere. From what I understand, it's gotten lower usage along with things like Lunala's gone up a bit, but it's still kind of low, and then, like, Koridon isn't as around.
It's the red legendary in pool meme where you got Koridon, playing with somebody, and then Zamazenta is drowning, and then at the very bottom of the pool, dead is Groudon.
Yep, yep.
I'll tell you what you're not going to fight, Groudon.
I had hope. I had hope for a while. We had our time in the sun, red box legendary choosers.
Well, but so here's the other thing, though, is that there are wild cards, right? So, like...
Yeah, obviously.
Japan players, we don't really get the most practice versus them. We don't know what they're doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lunala could come out. Groudon could come out.
Yeah.
They're probably the sole people carrying Terrapagos on their back. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, Terrapagos or Lunala or, like, these... I think Terrapagos is good. I don't think it... I think what's winning, it's going to be between Maraidon, the Calyrexes, and Kyogre. That's my bet. I think those are, like, the top picks. I think Kyogre's slightly on the bottom, but the only reason I believe on it is because it's so even into almost everything, and that's going to be a big help in, like, pools and then eventually into the finals, right? Calyrex Shadow is a Pokemon that has very bad matchups, but you're not going to find a lot of Lunala and Zamazenta teams, right?
Yeah.
So, it just kind of overall wins, right? Kyogre's very neutral. I don't think it has a negative matchup. I think it's just good into everything. I think Maraidon's in a similar boat. And then the Calyrexes just have a lot more... I think Calyrex Shadow especially. I love Ice. I do not think that it's great at the moment. I think it needs to restrict it to truly be on top. That's just how I see it.
I don't know. I think it did win NAIC, so I wouldn't count it out. But
No. I'm definitely not counting it out. I'm saying, like, if I'm picking a top one legendary, it is, unfortunately, Calyrex Shadow.
No, I mean,
I love Calyrex. That thing is a menace.
You're definitely spitting with the idea that, like, okay, if going into the tournament, Terrapagos is going to be light restricted, the normal type restricted, I think ghost type man is probably a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. I think Terrapagos could still pull through. But it's like, I don't know. I don't know if we'll tell them now. And we're definitely going to get some crazy shit. I know we're going to get some crazy shit. And that's why I'm so excited to watch the stream games. Same. Because, of course, this is when everyone pulls out, like, their random tech moves that just work, you know?
Metagame adaptations to existing archetypes is, like, the number one thing I'm looking out for. Because, like, outside of stuff getting fatter, right? I want to see what, like, weirdos people are throwing on their team. Like, Iron Hands has definitely been on the rise, which makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Weird. I believe in the hands.
Like, yeah, no, I'm trying to find the Pokemon that people on Twitter will be like, every VGC team is the same team. And then the ones that the VGC players will look at and be like, dude, nobody's using Palmot right now. What are you talking about? Like, that's what I'm looking for. So, yeah.
I'm very excited.
Definitely going to be a really cool Worlds. I'm excited to watch as a spectator. More excited for next season to hopefully compete as a competitor.
Yes. I don't think I'll ever make it, but I will be, like, screaming annoyingly cheering for everybody else.
Do you have any thoughts going into next season? Or now that you've made Worlds, it's more just like a...
I wish I had time just to not play the game before the next season, but that doesn't seem like it's possible.
Yeah.
It's nice that we get the format revealed so soon, but I honestly prefer it being revealed post-Worlds or during Worlds, and then, like, stuff starts up slower.
Yeah.
Instead of it being revealed before Worlds, and so you're spending half of this time, you know, prepping for Worlds, and then the other half prepping for what you're going to do after, and it's just, it feels like a lot.
Yeah, I'm annoyed that I'm gonna have to, like, basically as soon as Worlds ends, Baltimore practice begins.
Yeah, when is Baltimore?
It's September, like, 17th, I think,
15th. Yeah. Damn! Literally just a month.
Yeah.
At the I don't very remember. Least, it's a different format. I feel like it would suck hard if it was, like, still rigged.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be burnout and a half. Like, oh, yippee, Worlds with my team, yay! Oh, I have to do it again.
Yeah. At least it's something different.
Yeah. By the way, while we're recording this, I'm resetting my old phone because I have to run by AT&T and ship it off because it was a trade-in. But for some reason, the phone's not letting me factory reset. So the way I have to factory reset is triggering the emergency you got the pin wrong 20 times factory reset.
Wow. I was going to say, this guy's been, like, working. He's on the grind right now.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, we're going to AT&T after this.
Okay, good to know. I've been the car for the past couple weeks. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I know y'all are, you're locking Tuesday currently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Half also, the reason this episode exists.
Yeah. Also, I decided I'm going to just write that script on the plane. It's a long flight. Yeah. I'll just pack my microphone. There's no big deal. I've been losing weight, right?
Yeah, talk to me about that. Like, that's kind of been, you've been equating that with your world's prep, right? Like, I feel like those are.
Yeah. I got really fat this year. In the past year. Basically, since COVID, I've been steadily putting on like 20 pounds a year. And I'm like, I don't like that. So I locked in and realized that I have to go to Hawaii. And I'm like, I want to feel good in Hawaii. So I've been losing weight. And today I was so tired it's not healthy to be tired when you're losing weight like this. I should have done a little better. But today I got so tired. I'm like, I need to lay down for like 30 minutes.
that's what we were doing before. Or that's what he was doing before we started recording. While I was setting up this bum ass setup.
Yeah. So, but no, it's mostly just been I've been walking like 6 to 9 miles a day. Three of them in the morning, three of them in the evening, three of them on a treadmill during the stream, drinking a lot of water, eating mostly whole foods. You know, like spinach wraps, stuff, that sort of thing. Greens, yeah. Leafy greens.
I want to get like a walking thing to like, because I feel like even if it's just at a moderate pace, it's just movement is really important.
It's been useful and it's been working. Like today I weighed myself. I was 212 pounds. And at the beginning of like November, I was like 240.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I'm down like 28 pounds? That's 28 pounds, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. Almost 30, though. That's really impressive. Good shit, man.
My goal is to be below 200 pounds for the first time since, like, 2020. But then I'm probably going to keep going because I'm going to be like, I can do better.
And you have to keep in mind, you're also building it back in muscle, too.
Yeah.
Do you think that this, like, exercise grind that you've been on is going to impact anything at
I'm gonna be hungry.
Okay, real, yeah. that does make the most sense. Yeah. I mean, more so for like gameplay and like.
I've been playing in tournaments. Like last week, I did like 4 tournaments, and I top cut 3 out of the 4. I literally had to time my meals to be like an hour before I played those tournaments, so I would have carbs in my brain and stuff.
So the biggest thing for you, I think, sounds like
it's timing when you
lining the day up for.
Yeah.
Like meals.
Because I do play good fasted, but like if I'm not eating, then that's different from being fasted. Like, you know, like if I'm like super hungry going into it, my stomach's hurting. That's not the same as I just haven't eaten today. But I'm not like starving myself or nothing. But there are some days where like I'm so busy that I end up accidentally doing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or in the pocket sound.
Yeah. Got a meal prep.
100%. But right. Yeah. Also, I have 7 more attempts before the factory reset, and it keeps increasing the time I have to wait between attempts by 1 minute. So now it's 5 minutes.
Right. Oh my goodness.
And if I accidentally unlock the phone with my thumbprint, I have to start over.
I'm glad you're at least doing this now before you're Hawaii.
Yeah.
So, buzzer beater on the having a phone in Hawaii thing.
You need that.
We get there. We should go there.
I have a phone.
No, I'm saying, but like, we should do that now.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Well, I can't trade it until it's reset, so it's going to be like an hour.
Well, we should at the very least end the podcast, so.
Thank you all for watching. No. The goal is day 2, by the way. Not, I want to win, but the goal is day 2.
Yeah.
I think you can get there.
1 step at a time. Yeah. Yeah, 1 hurdle at a time. I totally believe you can get day 2. 100%.
You're
day 2 NAIC with Wojan.
There's a weird phenomena where the harder the tournament is, the better I do.
Yeah.
Tommy Tuesday can't win that for the life of me. Yeah. Can't make it out of Swiss sometimes. And then like, you know, EUIC63NAIC72.
No, I think this makes sense, right? Because you're playing a better caliber of player.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, that's not a skill to be proud of, to not be able to play down.
Well, I know it's not to be proud of, but it's more like you can get in their head better because you aren't thinking like level one scrub.
That's it's true, harder to predict that.
Yeah. If you watch my match versus JoeUX9 during the tournament I played last week, the whole time Joe and I were just respecting each other because we were scared. It was like literally like if I ever wave crashed into the resist, I won. But Joe is like, if I ever wave crashed into the resist, I won. And if he ever Dracoed into the not resist, he won. But I kept switching in gold and he kept switching in Rillaboom and like, and literally at any point, if I knocked out the instant, I would have won. And then at one point I go for Terra Steel, Make It Rain in front of two fire types. And I almost KO the Amoongus, but not quite. And he ends up winning. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, so. No, it's that like bell curve of like, I'll just attack into the Pokemon with weakness, and then I can't attack into the Pokemon with weakness because then they'll switch or click protect and it's too obvious, and then you know, highest IQ, I'll just attack into the Pokemon with weakness. It's hard to tell when to let it rip, especially versus like good players, because it's like, it's reverse psychology. Like they know that I know.
I know that they know that. Goodbye, everybody.
Yep.
Nice.
Comment. What restricted do you think will win worlds? And what is the craziest Pokemon you think will see good, like restricted or not?
I hope Pachirisu makes day two and possibly wins it. I think Seiji can do whatever he's
in. No, Palmot's the new Pachirisu. I believe in Palmot. I think we'll get Palmot results. At least one, I believe. Seiji
brings Pachirisu to worlds, swallows him a Rhydon hole.
Yeah.
Imagine?
Here's what I've been doing. I've been secretly playing in tournaments under an alt, winning it with all Pachirisu teams, and I'm showing up to Worlds because I know Jody's been prepping, and I'm going to face him in finals with Pachirisu and beat him again.
Revenge. This is for him!
That's hilarious.
Full Metal Alchemist. Full Metal Alchemist.
Lamal, I first time serve it when you try to turn around and you think you've already turned, you actually didn't. Didn't freeze time, but made you do something. That was a weird fight. I don't know if it had significance within the story itself, but like you thought you turned, but actually you didn't turn and you're still in the forests.
There's so much of JoJo's that's like just know you playground logic, and I kind of love it. Because they go back and they explain it to make sense, right? But in the moment, you're like, this is bullshit.
I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Why? What's with his watch?
What part is this from?
What part
is this from?
Alright, open my head. This is a part seven guy. Sir, you'll see him. What?
I would say that I need new JoJo to come out, but like I don't need new things. There's so many new things. It's like new thing season right now.
Right.
I'm feasting.
You started watching Dungeon Meshi, you mentioned, and that's like
anime is good again. I remember on this pod a couple like months ago, I was like, dude, all anime fucking blows right now. Like, let me enjoy good anime, like good old classic nice anime, and then nothing was out. Now stuff is out. Shout out Dungeon Meshi. Shout out the other stuff that I'm watching. I think it's just Dungeon Meshi.
You should watch the new season of Black Butler.
There you go. That's hilarious. Video games. I'm playing like Grand Blue Fantasy. I don't even know what that is, but I bought it yesterday.
I saw y'all playing that. It's like a fighting game, right?
Fighting versus, right? Yeah. Okay.
Fighting game. Marvel Overwatch. That's a thing. Games are back. Anime's back. Wait, we're so back.
You know what else is back? Eminem. Eminem's new album.
He did! Eminem dropped, bro. Where are we?
We've gotten to the flat circle. We've gotten to the point where that era is nostalgic, and so we're going backwards now.
It's crazy, dude.
I don't know. Eminem's new album's so funny to me because the whole thing's just like, yeah, try to cancel me. I'm gonna say bad things. And he says bad things, and everyone's like, yeah, okay, Eminem.
Yeah, okay, Grandma, let's get you to bed.
Yeah.
he had the one banger, and then it was just kind of like, okay, cool. This is, Listening to anything besides the one good song was just like, this feels like a 13-year-old trying to like piss someone off, and they're doing a really bad, like they just don't know why people get angry at things, and so they're just saying every like, aw,
you're sweet.
He would say triggered liberal kind of shit.
He's like he's like a 50-year-old at like the family get together saying, and I don't care if I get canceled for saying this, and it's like, grandpa, nobody cares, dude. Nobody
it drives
cares.
Me insane.
But he's just a famous guy. He's a famous guy doing it, and it's like, dude, I'm gonna be real. Nobody fucking cares.
I've had grown people say, don't cancel me for this, but, and like in person, like not typing it out, not posting it online, just in person say that to me. And I'm like, what do you think you're accomplishing? Do you know what that word means?
No social media presence, grandma.
Yeah, literally. Bring up the XQC clip that's just fucking, it's not called getting canceled, you're going to jail.
It's called the law. Grandma, you're not getting canceled. I'm putting you in a hole.
Also, I'm really surprised that you're hearing this from old people, because, like, even just people within my family, like, closest to me, I've heard people just not understand even the concept of that. My favorite quote comes from, like
not old, but older is what I kind of meant.
Well, it will be even my mom, who's relatively young, was on a phone call with somebody, and they were talking about cancel culture very clearly. I could understand what the topic of the conversation was. My favorite quote was, nobody's trying to cancel your culture. And I'm like, I don't think you have any idea what they're talking
She's
about.
She's got the spirit.
Yeah.
She's got the spirit.
She had two different, like, words and then, like, entirely, like, misunderstood the prompt.
Right.
It's really funny because it's like, people say this and it's like, you have to be cancelled, you have to have like a platform of some kind, you know, you have to be have some kind of status within like any community.
I think what a lot of people don't realize also is 9 times out of 10, it's not really... Canceled has become such a buzzword. You're being held responsible for your actions.
For your actions, yeah.
If you're getting dogpiled because someone wants to dogpile you, you know, that's dumb, that's stupid, and shouldn't happen, which, because it does happen on the internet. But if you do something bad and the repercussions are people don't like you anymore, you're not getting canceled by the woke mob. You're just... their repercussions to your actions.
Exactly.
If you're
consequences.
Saying, I'm getting lay doge piled and then
doge piled. Oh my god.
Yeah, and then they do like the cringy like hyper online right wing thing.
If you're racist public on camera and you get fired, that isn't because you're getting canceled. It's because you're a dipshit and your boss doesn't like you.
Reaping.
It's like very I don't silly. Know, man.
There hasn't been any terrible things online, except for the fact that Three Houses anniversary, like the 5-year anniversary, because there's a 5-year time skip in the game. It's been 5 years since the game came out, so everyone's kind of celebrating that. And someone somehow started like, like 3-year-old beef, and it's just God,
resurrecting 3-year-old beef.
Five fucking years and you're still complaining about the same thing. Remember when people were arguing about like, Kieran's a terrible human being, Carmine's a terrible human being? That also led to Three Houses discourse. I may have said this in a another 3 years of Three Houses discourse. It may have been another episode that I explained, but it was like, Kieran's a bad person versus Kieran's a good person. The reality is Kieran's a 12-year-old who made mistakes because he's 12 and learning how to emotionally regulate, and that's a pretty neat way to write a character in a game targeted towards children. Very cool Pokemon, thumbs up. But people were, like, comparing it to, like, the comparison was, this is just like how people treat Edelgard, who is a villain in some parts of the game and a protagonist in some parts of the game based on your decision. So it's still, like, the morally gray, like, this character has made mistakes, but they have good intentions kind of thing. And then from that, people said, actually, she's not morally gray, she's just wrong, or she's just right, and then, you know, so on and so forth. It's just so goofy. Why?
Resurrecting old beef is crazy, I can't lie.
It is insane. I'm kind of sad that Engage didn't get popular enough, because it would have made everyone shut the fuck up, and it hasn't.
Nah.
We shall simply start. Pokemon Twitter has been fairly neutral, except for today there was a Victory Road Tour and all the winners were, like, the top eight was all Calyrex, Shadow, and Maridon. And Marcos made the best tweet of, oh my god, Ice Rider's washed.
And then I did the freaky face on it.
It's just, the tournament results are so funny. Like, I saw that and my first thought wasn't even, oh my god, X restricted his wash. It was, yeah, that makes sense.
I even saw wow. Patrick Connors, winner of NAIC with Calyrex Ice, tweet something to the effect of, like, Calyrex Ice is so washed he couldn't even win, like, a five-person PC. And I was like, after okay, I think I've heard enough. This has to be ironically.
Yeah, yeah. People are turning it ironic. You know why there hasn't been any Pokemon drama? we have Hala.
We have our overlord, yeah.
Yeah, everyone's hunkering down to build the worlds, and Hala appeared and is terrorizing everyone's timelines.
He's a warm and wonderful presence.
He replaces all of the cringe stuff.
He's terrorizing, but, like, we like it.
In a good way.
Pause.
I mean, terrorizing Twitter is always a good thing when Elon Musk earns it. Actually, terrorizing the part of Twitter that we dislike, which is the interaction bait shit.
Yeah. Content farm. I started finding Splatoon content farming as well, and it's like, it's really just the same thing. Like, let me post something that, and let me state an opinion as if it's a fact, and then watch people in the replies argue about it while I get, like, ad revenue or something because I have X. It's odd, but I love the parody of, like, just putting Hala over there. Because that's what it is. We've all seen the same fucking, oh my god, Cynthia and Delatown. Oh my god, Sinnoh has no fire types. Oh my god, Black and White Peak. Blah, 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 blah. We've all seen the same, you know, posts. And then it's just slapping Hala on top of it. My personal favorite was photoshopping Hala, like, wrapping him in Photoshop around the Sword and Shield tree. And then setting a small Hala right next to him over, I think, what was a Pokeball on the ground.
Do you think I'd be able to manufacture beef? Do you think I could, like, create people that hate Hala because of this?
Oh, there are people. I was seeing tweets of people saying, oh my god, it's just as annoying as it was before. It's like, I would rather, if I'm gonna see the same content slop anyways, I might as well have this funny old man on it instead of the same posts over and over. It's original. I'm happy about the originality. It's nice. It's pleasant.
Yeah. It's like, I think there was a similar meme in the Guilty Gear community where they would, like, they would get, like, really shitty anime memes and, like, have one of the reactions just be a render of Johnny from Exod.
it
is the first time it's happened in Pokemon, but, like, this is, like, a thing that's happened mm-hmm. before. I think it's very cool. I like it. I'm glad that we chose Hala of all characters as well.
It's just so random.
It's so random is Hop's my favorite
grandpa
part.
I love that guy. He's just
he's a
kahuna going for a stroll in the Laguna.
Yeah, exactly. It's great.
This is so Kahuna Laguna coded.
I am happy that people can come together and dog on content farming. That is cool. I am a fan of that. Because there is a point where it just gets, like, you are fully aware that you are being fed slop by the machine. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. The machine of some, like, Spanish dude in his, like, mid-20s who bought the DPP shitpost Twitter account.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you just, like, kind of sit there, you're like, what am I doing here?
We are also Spanish dudes in our mid-20s, but we don't make slop, you know?
Yeah. Make good
we
slop.
Feed the people that, we feed the people that eat the slop, but we put love into it.
We're talking about, like just the success of the recent video.
Taste my love slop.
The champion video. Like, I know you've mentioned it's, like doing more, like, casual targeted Pokemon videos, you get more views, but they're less interesting to make, and that honestly makes sense, because I feel like every topic possible has been done before. But you kind of fuse them together, and I like it a lot. Like the
thank you,
the,
Ash.
The kind of
that means a lot coming from a friend like you.
I know it doesn't mean shit. I'm saying this is like someone who watches crazy. Pokemon YouTube and is bored with most of the stuff. I'm glad that I'm friends with people who make good content. Like, it's not just because you're my friends that I'm like, oh, this is great. No, just genuinely. Like, when Baylen uploaded, I would just watch the videos all the time because they were good, I think, before we were even on talking terms.
Like,
thank you, Ash. Like, that means a lot coming from a friend like you.
Like, I have no beef, bro.
That sounded more sincere than the previous one. I'll be right.
Okay, it does sound more sincere. It sounds more sincere, but when it's the second time you say it, then no. It
no.
Okay,
listen.
But I will say, if I like replace everybody in my life, or no, other way around. If I was replaced by like Sinnoh Pokey Tweet or whatever the like slop content farmers that I'm talking about are.
Mm-hmm.
Posting. I would feel bad for the people around me. I don't have any beef with this person or that account or any like people like this, but it's just so like, where's the love, man?
There's no love. It's a content farm.
I'd hate to be these. They gotta be like so miserable, actually. Like just so like, I don't know. Bored.
The only person that I would see that isn't miserable about it is if they have like a bot hooked up to it and it's just repeating the same bot tweets. Like that would be okay because then it's a person.
You know what? I disagree. I don't think they're miserable. I think that it is so easy to do that they don't even
think
about it.
That's what I was
going to
say.
I think that they just
but that's,
they tweet the same tweet from like 8 years ago and then like log off.
Exactly. No, I'm pretty sure that you're very correct about that. But even that feels miserable.
Yeah.
Like. Yeah. At that point, why are you doing it?
Why are you doing it?
Purpose and,
you
like,
probably get,
and like
probably
love
get ad revenue,
and passion.
Some kind of money.
Like,
I'm sure they have lives and like stuff that they like doing. But...
Hold on, figured it out. Blue check mark. They do make money off of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
For accounts like the out of context, like Sinner or like Sinner propaganda channels, I think they just sort of just do it for the... I think they don't really care about it. I think it's I think it's like more perk like people who do it like are a personality on the site and then post like that. I'm thinking something along the lines of Light88. That's one of the accounts I know is like a fucking like abysmal account that just posts all this shit all the time.
Oh yeah, they also just steal content.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's a Fire Emblem account like... that just reposts stuff uncredited and it annoys me because it's genuinely like either something funny or like good artwork and they repost it without credit and I want to like it, but it's like. I know that this is reposted without credit. Can you just credit so I can go to the other person?
Yeah. And it's
yeah.
Like-
I know that, like, Light88 in particular, like, their whole brand was... What is it? I know their account was grown off of niche giveaways. And it wasn't like, oh, I'm giving away a shiny. It's like, you have to be in the know to realize how cool it is. So basically, like, the one that made me discover their account was the... what was it called? The shiny partner Pikachu that you could actually get. Yeah, and it doesn't look like a shiny, but it shines.
It does the sparkle animation. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I forget how you get it, but you can.
Yeah, I mean, it has.
I remember him saying like,
from what I understand, it has the same shiny odds. It just doesn't have a shiny sprite, so it's like the hat Pikachus. They just don't get recolored.
Yeah. So yeah. So what happened? Yeah, it was shiny hat Pikachu. That's what I meant. But. What happened was, like, they're like, okay, you just have to, like, you know, like, retweet. And then they would do, like, that sort of giveaway, like, over and over again. It's like, okay, yeah, whatever. This is pretty cool. And, you know, genning in a Pokemon to give away is nothing new. And at this point, no one really cares. You know, it's like, whatever.
Yeah.
Well,
some people
care,
but they
right?
also don't, probably ignorant, like, not, like, ignorant to it being genned. And they're like, oh, this is a cool giveaway. I want that sort of thing.
Yeah. It becomes an issue when not only are you genning in, like, the Mons are, like, not an issue at all, in my opinion, right? Like, who cares? Yeah. But it becomes an issue when you combo that with, I also steal content.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, not only are the Mons not legit, but you're also not, like, making anything. You're just growing a page.
But also, like, he's the type of, like, account that culminates, like, a community of people that are, like... People who don't like Pokemon anymore, but like stay attached and complain about it endlessly.
Oh, they like to complain
because like the shit that he posts is like, It's like a list of like new like forms and stuff for different regions. And it was like there was nothing for Scarlet and Violet, even though the Paradox Pokemon exist and the new evolutions and stuff exist.
Oh yeah, this is just, I swear those threads are just like automatically generated.
And then like
I see so many of them that are just photos.
And then it's like Lugia, the Lugia and Koridon image that popped off, and it's like,
oh my god.
And it's like, this is like the most insincere like take on the fucking franchise ever. And it's so clear that you're just like, not only do you, but you very much likely like believe this shit, and it's like very, it's miserable to look at, and like you can't be a happy person. But also, the people who are interacting with it being like, oh, this is so true. Actually, I love Pell World, guys.
You don't love new Pokemon. You love Pell World. You just want to play other games. We've talked about it before. How it's just like you just don't like the games anymore, and you sit around to, you know, be a hater.
I called people out for that on Twitter and received death threats.
Yeah.
If what makes up this slop posting is hate at the heart of it, right? The more slop you consume, the more hateful you become, and then it's just your personality on the internet, and that's just cringe. Yeah. Stop eating slop, fellas.
Yeah.
Y'all are what you eat. Like, I make sure to put passion and love in all my content.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you are what you eat without thinking about that real-time Sonic fandom clip where it's just, you're an asshole, Shadow. You are what you eat, Sonic.
Yo, Shadow.
Now that Michael has a positive take for the community, I disagree.
Okay. Damn. I don't put passion in love. You don't pay me for sweet hot love every week.
Mark. I pay you to put out my sweet hot slop to the masses so I can pay my rent.
I got top tier slop, bro. My slop made with love.
Yeah.
Bro, the slop king. Ask me all about it.
I could turn my brain off and make thumbnails, but you know what? The process that I invented to make that shit, unlike any other.
Michael gives me slop on the daily.
Don't say it like that.
Joy, if you're watching this.
Don't listen to this man.
Ignore him.
I will say, I think that one of my favorite parts about the way I interact with the Pokemon community on Twitter is, how do I explain it? I feel like I have a unique ability where I enjoy getting mad at people and fighting, but I never really get hung up on anything.
Yeah, you can move on very quickly.
Yeah, I move on extremely quickly, but I have so much fun fighting with people on the internet, but I have no investment in it either. It's like the perfect combo of like Michael being like, Marcos, why are you interacting with people you hate on the internet? I go, because it's fun.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
like afterwards, actually, I don't like seething cope, like, I hate them, I hate them. I'm done. I'm good at logging off.
It is well balanced, I can't lie.
Me and Marcos come together into a handshake. We disagree on a lot of things. This is the one thing that we're very similar on. I like
very good people at logging off and not thinking.
I mean, like, I'll interact with people, but I'm not like upset, you know. Like, I'll obviously I'll jokingly be mad and be like, oh, I hate them. But it isn't like I'm doing that because I think it's funny to do that, and not because I'm actually upset by people. I'm upset when I get death threats, obviously, but
that's a little bit
much. I don't even get upset at the death threats. I got my first one the other day. It was pretty cool.
That's crazy. When it's targeted like at you, as in you are not you, like when they say to you are wrong, and so you are worse because you are wrong, kind of thing. Yeah, that's like why we're arguing about something stupid anyway.
Yeah,
do you want to know why I think I'm good at logging off specifically? Because the best thing I can do to piss these people off on the internet that want to fight with me is
not
accurately,
oh, absolutely.
No, accurately describe
absolutely.
My day.
What
if I accurately describe my day to these people, they will get mad.
Oh yeah, I saw there was some guy like talking shit, and you're like about like being smart, and you're like, I do have a brain, I have these degrees and I have these published papers. And then he's pronouns and bio. Yeah, okay, but
yeah, you reach a point of like genuine self-actualization that like people online can't bother you anymore.
Yeah, It is. I've gotten that kind of to that point too, at least with streaming. If there's a shitter in the chat, I've gotten so good at just like, you really are wasting your time doing this, so I'm just gonna ignore you, and you can be upset about it if you so desire. That's not my problem.
Yeah, you know when like rappers go like they like hold bundles of money to their ears and then go, sorry, can't hear you.
Yep. Yeah, no, it's literally that.
That's how I feel sometimes, like fighting with people on the internet.
Yeah.
No, I get it. Anytime anybody's got like fringe beef off something that doesn't matter at all, like anything remotely near me, I'm just like, yep, many people call me the goat on the daily. Like, that's fucking crazy. Like, dude, you have beef right now.
But... Someone will be like, you're a fucking idiot, you're a loser, you're a bitch, and I bet you're a dumbass. And I go, yeah, I'm sorry, man. I'm going to log off. Like, I think I'm going to go back to lifting weights and making money passively from the comfort of my home.
You are the entrepreneur's dream, the influencer.
I can't shake, because I made for the Diamond Pearl Platinum is the some of the worst in the series tweet. And I can't shake, because people were saying, you were saying earlier that people were saying pronouncing buyer.
Yeah.
I got hit with somebody who said Calyrex Shadow Rider in banner and then blocked me 10 minutes later.
Yeah, I want to let you know they won.
That was really funny.
I saw it. I saw the reply. I clicked on it, and then it was like, oh, you can't view this tweet. I could see the tweet, but I clicked on their account for some reason because I wanted to, like... Okay, what actually happened was he tweeted it. I tried to like the tweet and reply, this is the best reply in this entire thread, and then I couldn't. It physically would not.
Because he was sincere.
Because he blocked me 10 minutes they afterwards. Meant that shit. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, man, I just wanted to.
He said.
I just wanted to, like, say that you do it really well with that reply. That's
he
funny.
Said, nah, bitch. I'm real about this Cali hate.
Like, arguing about something that doesn't matter is infinitely more fun than arguing about something that does matter.
Yeah.
Here,
can we
talk
about the Elon horde?
Well, no, I was gonna
clock that. Let me clock that person real quick. Their favorite Pokemon, Giratina. They clicked Shadow Sneak into Calyrex Shadow Rider. It lived and one shot back with Astral Barrage. That person, that's a real thing that happened to that person.
Oh yeah,
that's a skill issue. I made a Cali Shadow team that multiple people ran at NAIC because they weren't going to Worlds, but they wanted to run something cool. I remember, like, right before NAIC, I got like 5 DMs from different people. Be like, can I have the Giratina team?
Yeah. I just want to make a quick note of the tweet that Balin was quote retweeting. It was like a, you know, like, what is your Pokemon opinion you'll stand by or something like that. I could pull it up.
Conversations
here.
People aren't ready to have Pokemon Edition.
Yeah. Mm. So, you know, again, on the topic of content farm, you can just tweet that and get a billion replies and then you're winning.
Yeah. All you have to do is get people to share their opinion online. Yeah. That's why the comments, like, in the comment, like, section, always go, like, but what do you think?
Yeah.
I don't care. Yeah. Just
I care. That's my problem. I genuinely care about people's opinions. If there's someone's just, like, if they just don't make sense to me and I just do not understand why they think the way they do, I, like, genuinely want to know. But anyway,
That's where me and you are different, because if somebody's just saying dumb shit in the comment section, I'm just like, oh, you're like not really even a person.
Oh no.
To me at all. Yeah. So.
If it depends, on the topic, obviously, because if there's like for example, I think Hop is a good rival. You know, that's just a random example, and then I'll have people who are like, Hop is shit, and then I just don't get it, and so I will ask them. If it's like, there's this objectively very good video game, and someone's like, this game sucks and I hated playing it, maybe I'm just not going to bother. Because it's either gonna be them talking shit, it could easily evolve into just talking shit about me personally, and I don't want to get into all that. Or just, like I don't know, they could just have just purely different taste. Like, people who don't want to play Pokemon anymore. Why don't you like it anymore? Because it's so different. Well, okay, well, then just play Gen 1. Right? It's just a circle of a conversation.
Just play it. It doesn't go anywhere. I think when it's... play other games, stop complaining about it.
When it's polarizing opinions from people that I, like, know and I care about, like friends and stuff, then I'll do what you're saying. I'll definitely ask.
Yeah, because
If it's strangers on the internet to me, I'm just like... Where did you come from just to post your controversial opinion
that
in this
too.
Thread? Like, I don't know you. Who are you?
I've had people who don't follow me reply to my posts about things because they were obviously just, like, searching it into Twitter and looking for people to get mad at.
That's what the Elon people do.
Yeah. Anyway, the back on the thing that I wanted to say, because both Balin and Marcos had a reply to that tweet, and they both got, like, dogpiled. I was so fucking scared. Balin posted a correct opinion. Marcos also posted a correct opinion that was something along the lines of, like, Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon, like, were, like, some of the best games in the series, like, gameplay and, like, just in a lot of different ways. And I was like, yeah, I would agree with that.
Spit.
Wolf spit. Fucking Glick replying. I got so scared. I was so utterly terrified because.
Oh, no, no, no. I knew I was safe. I was not going to get ratioed.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was right.
Because you were right. But, you know, I was scared for a moment because there's the very easy stereotype of Wolf Glick fans will just follow whatever he says, you know, till they die. So, I mean, I could tell that he was obviously joking as well, but I would not put it past people to be dumb enough to not recognize the sarcasm in posting the Venom dunking a basketball image. But I was so scared. Then I looked in the replies of his retweet, and it was
mostly people being like, "Nah."
Yeah, it's like, dude, no, you're wrong on this one. And that I was very grateful for. But for a moment, I was so scared.
Nah, I knew. I think.
Yeah, I'm happy that there weren't ride or dies like that, right?
Yeah.
That like the worst case was not there. I'm happy about that, right?
Yeah.
But also a message to all the slop eaters, the Wolf fanatics that like.
The Michael
emulators.
Nothing
wrong with watching Wolf, by the way. He's very good to introduce people to VGC.
I think Wolf's good regardless of your newer like not, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm a big Wolf head. I like Wolfie Glick. I'm a fan of this guy, right? The people that ride or die for him, the like the proverbial YouTube dick riders, right? Bro. I've seen you post shit on other people's videos talking about Wolf, or he wasn't even brought up, bro.
To be fair, the Wolf haters also do that.
Yeah.
I know, both of them. No, I'm talking to both of these people. If you can't get some content creator out of your head on, like, a daily basis, you have a problem, bro. Like, what?
I think it'd be cool if people would do that with me. I think people should advertise me for free.
Like, as positively...
I think it is a byproduct of how the, like, content system is, right? Like, of just how content is created and how it is, like, fed to people. It makes sense that these people exist, right? But, like, it's a choice to be that way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
homophobic dog. It's a choice.
I don't know. Homophobic dog, get the dick out of your mouth, bro. It's, like, not that hard.
Yeah.
Crazy thing to say out of context.
Yeah, oh my god.
Homophobic dog with the dick out your mouth.
Last night when you're playing Gen 1 and you're like, I think I might try tweaking.
Oh no, we were talking about playing Gen 4 eventually and I was like, I might try tweaking.
I might try tweaking. Just for fun.
Just for fun. Oh yeah, that leads us on to
yes, Pokemon Book Club. We've been meaning to talk about this since the last time we recorded.
Yeah.
Book club, I'm not gonna hold you. From the last time we talked about book club, which we didn't, we alluded to it. I was like barely finishing the first, let's call it book, right? The first Pokemon game that we were playing. To now, literally last night, I sped ran basically the entirety of the second game that we played.
Yeah.
I'm a big book club fan.
It's good. It's fun.
It's very fun.
For those of you that don't know,
Pokemon Book Club is this thing we invented.
We came up with the idea, mostly Balin, so shout out to her.
Thank you, Balin!
Came up with the idea to, like, kind of, since most of the, like, even stuff that we've been talking about in this episode so far, of, like, people posting their belligerent opinions on the internet, comes from, like, either heavy nostalgia, or, like, not being very objective, or just, like, whatever it might be.
A place of ignorance, knowing, relying on memories, like it's a nostalgia, but relying on memories that are so old that you're not fully like aware of what that was. Like it's the disconnect
how things,
of like time.
Yeah, how things hold up.
You guys are really discounting the what if they're just bad people and literally Hitler factor.
That you know could be, but none of those people that we play book club with are like
we
that. They
assume the worst.
The coolest thing about book club is that it's like. To me, at least, it emulates the feeling of a beginning of a generation where everybody's playing a Pokemon game.
Yeah.
So if you have the ability to create a community of friends around you that, like, is playing the same game on, like, a scheduled pace, it's actually really fun. I thought I wouldn't fuck with the scheduling thing very like heavy, but setting a deadline to complete a game, especially the earlier games because they're really quick, it's really fun. And then like getting that group of people together to like talk about their experiences with the game, talk about like what, you know, what the vibes were, how you enjoyed it, and how are you enjoying it, because like it's all the same things that we do when a new Pokemon game drops, right? And so to do that with multiple people, I'm meeting new people by doing this. I'm like enjoying more Pokemon games than ever before. Like I didn't really fuck with Black and White when I initially played it, but only because I, one, didn't have any friends to play it with. Two, was falling out of love with the series. And now flash forward to now where we just played Pokemon Black and White as the first book club game. Oh my God, that shit was amazing. I love this game.
It's also something to say about like, everybody in like the chat sort of like posting their teams and where they're at and everything, and like when the vibes are immaculate. Like someone at the moment was, because we're playing Pokemon Yellow at the moment, we're about to start a new game, but someone was getting to 999 coins in the game corner, and like that's like been an ongoing like
update like every day.
Yeah, update every day, you know. I'm fairly sure finally got it.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, she did. Yep.
Shiny hunting Porygon now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of shinies, Balin.
I randomly got a shiny Ninetales from the game corner in Gen 1, which is crazy.
That is crazy. That's awesome. Not only did that happen, but someone else who was participating caught their Mewtwo, and it was shiny as well. We've had two shinies in Gen 1 just from pure luck, and I think that is so crazy.
Yeah.
And here's I would join Book Club, but I hate Pokemon.
Okay.
Yeah. That's on you.
Yeah.
we'll continue enjoying over here. Don't worry about it.
I get it. When you eat, breathe, and sleep it like as your job, I would not be surprised if you get kind of tired of it.
I think
I want to do Book Club, but with like books.
Yeah.
I would be down to do that with you if you want to start a book club. I need to read again. I kind of forgot how to read.
One Piece Book Club. You're finishing this story.
I will say, speaking of not being able to read, playing it with other people that are actively talking about cool shit in the game helps my ass, because I just be mashing text boxes sometimes.
Yeah.
My hand is in the air. I solemnly swear. I did not see the text box that told me I got the bike in Black and White. I played that whole game running around. We were sitting there the final day talking about Black and White all together as a group. And they were like, yeah, the game really gets faster when you get the bike. And I was like, there's a bike in this game?
Have you guys done Sun and Moon or Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon?
Not yet. We've only done Black and White. We're finished. I'll play that. We're closing up Yellow. The plan is sometime, maybe even tonight, we're going to roll. What we do is we roll a wheel of all the games that we haven't done yet, and we get three games, and then everyone votes which one they want to play between those three. Somehow Yellow won out of, what was it, Fire Red, Leaf Green, and something else.
XY.
And XY. Because XY we wanted to save until, like, the month before Legends comes out, which we do have news on that.
Yeah.
And then it was like, so it was like Gen 1 by default, and Michael's like, I want to make, like, chimeras in this game. I want to do all the cool glitches. And I'm like, yeah, why not? And then, half the people were like, let's just do it to get it over with. But it seemed like Michael was building an army.
No. So roll it back a little bit farther,
okay,
right?
Okay.
As we rolled the night we finished Black and White, we rolled for the next game, right? And the options were, I think you said XY, Pokemon Yellow, or Fire Red, Leaf Green. Yeah.
Yeah.
The very clear, obvious vote for everybody in the call was like, oh my God, XY would be really fun, because it's like a game that half the people haven't played. Mm-hmm. Fire Red Leaf Green is also a great choice because it's like still more modern, right? Gen 3 is just good shit. People have nostalgia for it. People fuck with it. I don't think anybody really wanted to play a Gen 1 game after playing Black and White, because it's a very harsh contrast. Meanwhile, I had just come back from Marcos's party the day, I think, before his birthday party, where we were just completely nerding out, me and some people I'd met, about like Gen 1 stuff, or like just Pokemon in general, and somebody was telling me this glitch where you can palette swap a Pokemon with another Pokemon. So like you can make Alolan Ninetales, basically, right, by making Lapras colored Ninetales, and it gets Lapras' moves, and it's like, oh, it's just blue ice beam Ninetales. That's really cool looking. I want to try making fucked up chimeras. I want to break the shit out of Pokemon Yellow. That sounds like a really fun thing I want to do. Mm-hmm. And so I was talking about this all night as we were rolling the next game. And I voted Pokemon Yellow. It was not winning to begin with, right? Mm-hmm. I think another friend of ours also voted it, so it was like tied. The next morning I wake up, there's like three new people in the server. Pokemon Yellow is sweeping the vote. And I'm just like, oh my god, I feel like I destroyed this vote.
Because there was someone who you know, was in the Black and White Book Club, and they invited a couple of their friends who wanted to play Pokemon Yellow because, like, they mentioned it offhand. So we had two new people join the server, and I think one other person.
Yeah, it literally felt like everyone in the room just looked at me because I was talking Yellow up all big the night before. Like, what did you do? Did you? Because I was joking around, being like, I'll bot the vote. I'll bring my goons in, right? And I did. Like, somebody brought their goons in, and I was like, wait, that wasn't me.
You stacked the courts.
We woke up to on July 15th at Pokemon Book Club. Pokemon Yellow has won. We will burn MJ at the stake.
You know what?
My hands were actually, all the way there. I was like, oh shit.
I actually might be down to do Book Club almost exclusively because I have a ton of copies of games that I need to beat again so I can get the legendaries out of them. Yeah. That'd give me an excuse.
That is another big
problem. No, unironically. Yeah.
Like I can I can get a whole other Tornadus now, and I will be honest, I'm kind of running out of Tornaduses. Every time I build like a new one, I've got a, you know, pure offense, pure special defense, pure physical defense, and then like there's always like little tweaks, and I don't want to bother going back and erasing all the stats. So just make a new one.
It's yeah, really I own two total Tornadus, and that's from like the independent Pokemon Book Club experiment I did over COVID, where I played through every game and discovered Gen 4 sucked.
Balin was doing something similar as well.
Yeah.
It's very interesting and fun to me to like revisit old Pokemon games right now, specifically with modern Pokemon, and that like you can get old stuff into these games not that hard and like have cool either ribbons on them or like marks or like
exactly.
Titles. Or just competitively viable VGC Pokemon. I'd never completed the Black and White Pokedex. Mm-hmm. So my Pokemon home is like, Gen 1, done. Gen 2, Gen 3, done. Gen 4, done. Gen 5, Gen 6, done. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
I was looking.
There are very glaring holes.
Yeah, Sword and Shield has a surprising amount of Gen 5 Pokemon. I thought was neat.
Yeah, it's very Gen 5 heavy.
Because I completed the decks in our Black and White Book Club run.
Yeah.
And I'd never done that before, and it was really fun.
Yeah. Like, you can play it however you want, so you can Nuzlocke it. I did Mono Bug for when we played Black and White, because I've played that game a few times. I think some people are doing, you know, Nuzlockes or level capping, no battle items, or, you know, completing the Pokedex. Like, just playing however you want to play it. And it's just fun. Like Marcos, if you end up not liking the game we roll next, then you can also just wait it out and play whatever game you want. I don't want a fuck ton of people just showing up, but you should definitely like get a group of friends and do this like within your group of friends, because I think it's very fun.
Gather your own goons.
It's just
get the goons together.
It's our friends doing it. This is our friend group.
All right, guys, if you listen to the podcast, that doesn't mean you're our friend. If you give us money, maybe give us more and we'll
see.
He said it, not me.
No!
Not this is the be express kind. Opinion of Mockers Moxie Boosted only.
Yeah. Remember, if you give me enough money, anyone can be my friend.
Subscribe to the Moxie Boosted Patreon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next week, I'm like a right wing grifter because Fox gave me a fuck ton of money.
Oh,
no.
Oh, what was the thing you learned last night? Or if you put like hashtag Mormon in your bio or some shit. You get ads.
If you put hashtag Mormon and talk and like briefly mention Mormonism and put Mormon in the tags of your videos, it's gonna start putting ads for like, you know, the Mormon church. Mm. And if anyone clicks on that, you get like $16.
That's crazy. Like, just wait a minute. I'm thinking of the Amish. I was gonna say can't
wrong the Amish religious group. On YouTube. I don't.
Yeah,
think.
Yeah. I was gonna say how are the Mormons using YouTube? But no. My dumbass. That is very funny.
Yeah. So I was just like, hold on. Maybe we can make some money.
Yeah.
That
I just Amish? Like every day I just put like a little like nod to Mormonism and be like, hey, Joseph Smith would be a really cool name for my starter. You know, that's the guy who I ended up starting the Mormon church, if you didn't know. And then like, you know, never mention it again. And then I put Joseph Smith, hashtag Mormon. And then the video makes $1 million.
I wish we were monetized here, because then we could put hashtag Mormon in the video. Just to test it.
Is Mormons or Amish the soakers? Which one's which?
Mormons soak. Yeah.
Okay, bet. Here you go. Top five moves that change your type in competitive Pokemon. Number five, soak.
Number five, soak. Contrary to the move's name, it does not mean you have to stay in and not move for the next couple of turns.
It's a trapping move.
Soak's a trapping move.
You need the fucking
grip. Oh my god.
If you get the grip clot, guaranteed lasts 5 turns.
Not the grippy.
Oh no.
Oh my god.
You get the opponent to kick the bed.
It's super effective on earthquake.
Oh my god.
This is a Mormon audience. Or locking them down, one or the other.
This took a bit of a turn. Jesus Christ.
It's a little silly. But yeah, mentioned briefly
Briefs?
Like
Mormon
Dragon Ball
briefs.
Bulma?
Like Mormons.
Like
because they have underwear.
Like panty and stocking? Briefs? Anyway.
Oh, that's
there's like
back
special
soon.
Mormon.
There's just new things. It's new
things
season.
It's
I love
new
things
season,
season,
yeah.
What is there a new season of panty and stocking?
Yeah.
What?
Wait, oh. Can I?
You went to AX. You found that out at AX, right?
Let me tell this story because it's fucking terrible and it still pisses me off to this day. Not actually, but in a like, oh my god, I can't believe I had to deal with this kind of way. So, oh god, I think it was 2022. I went to AX. I go to AX. It's very fun. I had a great time. I think I talked about it last episode. It was very great. They're fixing the convention. It's a lot easier to run. Anyway, 2022, I get into the Trigger panel, the animation studio, and they've done all sorts of stuff. They did Dungeon Meshi, by the way, very awesome. And they're doing their announcements. They were kind of talking about, like, because Premiere had come out a couple years ago, so they were talking a bit about that, a bit about the recent projects. You know, they do a panel every year where they have, like, Q&A stuff and, like, tease new stuff, right? They get to the end of, like, the interview live drawing section, I don't think it was live. They were talking. They get to the end, and they're like, we have one last announcement, like, fucking Nintendo Direct style. And then they hit play on the laptop that's, like, projecting to, you know, the big two. This is a huge room. It's projecting to, like, the big projectors. And they close the laptop, and they, like, the video's playing, and they're walking off the stage. The reason no one notices they're walking off the stage because they're playing a fucking season 2 trailer for Panty and Stocking. And everyone's losing their mind, because Panty and Stocking ended, like, a while ago.
Yeah.
there was, like, some weird shit. It was produced by Gainax, so technically Gainax had the rights, so that's why they couldn't do another season. I learned later on that, like, it's actually, like, a passion project that's just funded from within Trigger Studios, and that's why it's taken so long to, like, kind of get out there, because it's a pure passion project, you know, they're an indie studio, they get hired to do stuff. But yeah, so they play this trailer, they say, you know, Panty and Stocking Season 2, they show, like, I don't know if y'all have seen the end of first season of Panty and Stocking.
I have.
Yeah.
That shit's crazy.
It's crazy. They just show, like, that. It like reversing and that everything's fine again. And everyone's like, holy shit, holy shit. And you know, they've all left to the stage. Now this was a no recording allowed room. They had security guards, you know, watching, you know, for being security guards. But if you were recording, they would have kicked you out. So no one was recording. So no one had their phones out. So there is, I think, one very shitty video of this trailer happening. Besides that, there was no proof. Usually after there's a big announcement, they will, you know, post it all over social media. They'll post the trailer on YouTube so that other people can watch it because, you know, they save, like, the announcement for this special time. Nothing! Nothing! No announcement! Crunchyroll wrote an article about it because they had, you know, people there who gave eyewitness reports of this happening. But Trigger themselves never posted any promotional material, any evidence. They didn't say a single goddamn word about Panty and Stocking. And so all these people...
Panty and who?
...are leaving the... What'd you say?
Panty and who?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Panty and Stocking. Ooh, oh god damn it! This is what happened for two years I had to deal with literally this. People say it was fake. It was just a bit. You know, they were fucking with you. You know, it's not real. It's not really happening. Okay, 2023 comes, and they're like, oh, here's merchandise that we're doing. And I'm like, oh, that's cool, you know, because it's a fashion project, so they're funding it. Sick, merch. They didn't post the trailer online still, I don't think. I don't remember exactly. But point is that there was only just merchandise. And then there was radio silence. And I think during AX this year, they released like an official, like, here's the cast, here's the voice actors, here are the animators that are working on it. And it's like, okay, it's being made. It's definitely real. And then, you know, I send it to Alex and he's like, well, that's crazy they got all those actors to like join in on the bit. And I'm like, you fucking... So yeah, Penny and Stocking,
it's like the ultimate way to gaslight your fan base. No, yeah.
I felt so gaslit because me and like 500 other people left that room seeing the trailer. And then nothing. Everyone's checking their phones, trying to see if it posted somewhere. Nothing. Jesus, I don't even remember what I was talking about before this, but yeah, that was, oh my god, I'm glad that it's finally happening, because I don't think I could stand going insane like that for much longer.
How much more stuff did they show at AX this year?
They didn't show anything. I don't think they even mentioned it in a panel. All of their panels was dungeon meshy stuff, understandably so.
Okay.
But they explicitly said like only dungeon meshy questions. But they, during the weekend, they posted on their social media this poster with all the main characters and then, like actors and whatnot. I don't think it has a release date, but yeah. It's cool to see, like, this, you know, it's an indie studio working on something that they just genuinely wanted and the fans also wanted. So I like it when it comes together like that instead of, like, it feels less, like... people were yelling at them for it, and they're like, fine, we'll do it, and we're like...
You will make Penty and Stocking!
Yeah. like, I don't know how to explain that, the equivalent of,
Victoria,
like, Adult
Victoria to
Swim.
The Victoria's Secret people.
Yeah.
What?
No, he's real. I don't know how to explain that, the fucking, what's it called? Adult Swim Powerpuff Girls is one of the best shows I've seen, but...
No, yep, that's pretty much exactly what it is. I remember I binged it all in like one night.
Yeah.
When I was younger.
It is so like, oh, yeah, some cool. So a lot of stuff has not aged well, but like just the character designs in like just you see Trigger being Trigger. It's, you know, it's horny because that's what they do, but the character designs are genuinely good and the character moments are genuinely good and they're just good at making animation. And so I was like, "Ooh, I like this."
Yeah, Trigger anything for me is just art style eye candy. Like,
yeah, it's eye candy. That's what
I'm
trying
so
to say.
So inspired.
Yeah.
Ew.
Ooh, yeah, especially with how you do your line work, it makes a lot of
sense.
Yeah.
Oh my god. If I was to like unpack my art style, which I do want to make a video on one day of like dissecting it, it's so obvious like where I get certain things from.
I was
Marcos the other day DM'd me, he was like, you're getting better at drawing people. And I was like, yeah, this is what you do. This is what happens when you inject Dragon Ball and One Piece in my bloodstream. Like,
yeah, no. And it's all, you know, every art teacher on the planet's going to say to their, you know, middle school student, don't draw anime. It's not helpful. But once you get the basics down, anime is so genuinely helpful because the designs need to be simplified to draw them a lot. And so it's a very good way to study how stylization works. But yeah, so there was new Panty and Stocking season, new Black Butler season, two new Blue Exorcist seasons, and Eminem, and whatever else is going on. X and Y.
We're bringing 2013 back,
baby! It's 2013, baby! We're playing black and white, we're watching... Dude, but FMA needs to get something, and then we're so fucking back. FMA or Soul Eater? Not Soul Eater, not please. Yeah.
I'm personally hoping for more One Piece content.
Yes, you are getting that. You have the live action and you have the One Piece Kai.
Yes.
Actually, One Piece as well is like the animation in that is recently being, I don't want to say
it's
different,
insane.
But it's like it's going crazy because they hired this amazing storyboarder.
Mm-hmm.
And like, oh my god, animation.
It feels like a different show.
It does, yeah. The animation of it feels like incredibly different, but it even in while you were saying all that, it like inspired me because you were talking about how like every art teacher in the world would be like, "Don't draw anime," right? Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, when you watch enough anime and realize like half the point of half of these animes are just doing whatever the fuck you want, and then the animators of these shows are also just basically freestyling, yeah, doing whatever the fuck they want to. It's like freedom. It's oh, you can be free while you draw. There's so many people that I see like drawing or like trying to get better at art that like lock themselves in this box of like, oh, I have to do this way. I have to do that way. This doesn't look right, correct, blah, blah, blah. It's just like, dude, you can just make shit up and it works.
Yeah, yeah. The tricky thing, the reason why they say, you know, don't do this because you need to learn, you know, it's like get the fundamentals down so that you can more easily do the stylistic stuff and it looks better, right? You need to like understand why this looks good in the first place to replicate it, right? But also, there's something to be said.
So like music.
Yeah, yeah. There's something to be said for just like going ham and then seeing what comes of it. Like, don't. This is a message, I guess, to anybody who like wants to make shit just in general, like music or art or whatever. Learning is good and important, and learning fundamentals and basics is very good and useful and great. But don't let that mean I can never be experimental or just be creative and have fun ever. No. Because right. I did that right. shit, and it's just boring. Like, you fall, it's like, this isn't fun anymore. You need to be able to have a balance between, okay, I'm going to do, here's what I can do by studying X, Y, and Z, and then here's what I can do by just going crazy with it. Honestly, this applies to Pokemon teams. This is how I learned. This is how I learned Pokemon, because starting out, I was like, oh, I only want to use the cool, quirky Pokemon like many of us did. And so I used only the cool, quirky Pokemon, got my ass beat, and then I started taking other people's teams, and I'm like, oh, I'm winning. I feel like I'm understanding the game, but no, this isn't as fun as using, you know, something that's a little bit more creative. I feel very predictable, so on and so forth. And then you start, because you now have the knowledge of what a good team is comprised of, you can now make your own team that has, you know, quirks and tweaks to it that make it unique, but also still functional.
Everyone has their Incineroar moment when they go, oh, that's why.
Yeah, literally, that's what it is. It just clicks. Like, okay, this makes sense now. And then you can go back and go, okay, now here's how I make it spicy or whatever. And then, yeah, you know, the cycle repeats from there, from taking someone else's team, using it. I feel a little bit bored using this team everyone else is using. Let me spice it up a bit. I know how to, you know, this team is out of, you know, not as good anymore. Rinse and repeat, yeah, kind of thing.
Man, I love Lantern. I wish there was a Pokemon with a complementary typing that let it do its job better. Incineroar.
Yep.
Creation is the culmination of ideation and execution, right? So just don't lock yourself in a box and be free about ideating and executing.
Mm-hmm.
If you Gooning have an idea, it's the
culmination
it's not
of spooning and.
Did you just
pruning.
Say gooning? I'm gonna kill you.
How can you
me
goon?
Saying something profound? This guy.
You cannot
penis.
Goon and also spoon at the same time. These are things that do not connect. These are opposites.
How do you goon?
You goon on
One
your
must
goon.
Goon
is
themselves.
An independent sport. Goon is an independent activity.
Yes. Gooning's not a team activity. I don't know. I don't know about that.
Gooning isn't a team activity. It's literally a single player
goon
game.
Caves begs to differ.
R/Gooncaves got taken down, bro.
That's so sad.
Yeah, they were too good at being a team sport. They were
too good. So I've heard.
Too much collaboration happening there. We need to calm down.
No, but for real, if you like try to make anything with the idea of freedom in mind, and keep in mind like what is blocking yourself from ideating or executing, you will continue to do that.
You need a
right?
balance.
So it's like, just open up your barriers.
Yeah. You need a balance.
No one farted without eating a few beans, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
Dude.
This is...
I'm saying, like, profound shit, and he's just...
I had a Marcos line last night. We were talking about my dog farted and it smelled bad, but I said my snake farted. I'm like, no, this wasn't my snake, it was my dog. And one of my friends goes, snakes can fart? And I'm like, if it can shit, it can fart. And I'm like, damn, that's a that's some shit Marcos would say.
That is a Marcos-ass line, yeah.
Oh, damn, girl, that shit fart.
No. In a, if it walks like a duck kind of situation. If it shits, it farts, man. That's just how it is.
And that's on God.
That's on God.
If it looks like a Latina and it walks like a Latina, damn, bro, it's a Latina.
That's crazy. The
picture of me.
The quick note I want to have, because this topic has gotten out of hand, we mentioned the month before X and Y comes out. It was confirmed that it's set to be released after February 2025, so after winter. Which is weird, because we were all kind of thinking like it would be January, like Legends Arceus? Legends ZA will be out. And it's like slower development explicitly was mentioned in the article, which...
Ooh, wait, when is it coming
out? Just after February 2025. Like, that's all they've said.
Oh.
So... Okay. I'm betting
that's fine. No, it's not. It's not like the time of year I make the most money is November.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's summer mainline game November, but I would not be. I would be fine if we waited another year for a mainline game. In all honesty, so
the next time like Pokemon stop playing Pokemon drops.
Yeah.
So when does it? When do you think that means just like Gen 10 is coming out, or what, not Gen 10, but whatever comes after Legends Arceus, Legends?
Yeah, either November or maybe just the next year summer. Pokemon games always come out in November though.
What? Mission? Yeah. Next?
Oh, there's no way it doesn't come out in November.
Cool.
What was Balin gonna say?
Okay, so it feels weird because they seem to be like changing stuff up a bunch. With, like, how they, like, release stuff.
Yeah.
So, next year is entering year 3 of Scarlet Violet.
Mm-hmm.
Games usually only last, like, 3 years or so. So, I'm surprised, that, like, because Legends EA is coming out after February next year.
Yeah.
But, like, if you were to ask me anything, Gen 10 was supposed to be coming out in November of next year, so I don't know where we stand on that.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, that feels a little squished together.
Because next year, all things considered, would be like the double restricted year, and then that's just what we do next year.
Oh, true, for VGC. I was thinking about that.
Past
for the
that.
Whole year, though?
I'm down for that.
They did so last wild gen?
I think, yeah, that does make sense.
But don't do, like, they don't do a no, don't switch, don't flip-flop, you know, oh, no Terra, oh, we banned the top most used Pokemon. Don't. No.
I think it'd be cool doing no Terra.
No Terra would be cool. Gen. Just leave it. We don't need Sword and Shield again, where they would flip-flop between formats every month, and it was just a mess. Like, I get it.
Yeah. I wonder why they do the all year double restricted. Like, do they like that shit? I guess maybe they just like that shit.
I think that, like, it'd be so much better if we literally just had longer formats so we didn't do a full year of double restricted.
I would agree.
Yeah, I think that
you know, like, we could have avoided that. We could have been in Reg F right now.
Yeah.
Or we could have been in Reg E, I mean.
Yeah, I wish that it was kind of, like, scooched.
Reg F worlds would have been pretty good.
Yeah.
You have Reg C be first worlds, Reg F be worlds second. Number two, and then last be double restricted.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd
please.
Be sick.
But
so we've hit about the hour long mark, and MJ and I have business to attend to tonight. We have to make lots of slop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta go make slop with this guy. Jesus Christ.
What? In parentheses, go watch a movie.
Yeah. That's what we mean.
Get which back one, to which, work, Balin!
Which one of me is Deadpool? Which one of us is Wolverine?
I think I give Wolverine more than Deadpool.
Michael posts furry images of tigers. He's Wolverine.
Oh. Yeah, I kinda got you beat there.
You're Deadpool in the like one-liners that make me scared.
I'm Deadpool in the I am capable of dimension breaking and no one knows yet.
That's scary.
I wouldn't deny that. Yeah. Wait,
no, actually, we've been over this. Do not let his ass near a particle collider. Bad things would happen.
Concerning. That's a double entendre that would have killed in the physics community.
I'm sorry, I'm not big brain like you.
Like CERN.
Oh, yeah, I get it now. Okay.
I get it.
Yeah. I get it now. He's
concerning. That would have killed in the Pokemon community.
Play the Steins Gate opening here. Okay. Goodbye.
This is the end.
Let's list all of our Patreons.
Oh my god.
I know it by heart. I know it by heart. Give me a second.
We have new guys.
We have new friends.
You got new guys?
We got new guys. Different from the old guys, but the new guys.
Wait, can I try?
No.
One attempt.
Can you get? You can guess one new guy. You can guess one new guy.
You can guess. Okay. You can guess.
Hold on. Oh, the bit's over. I was looking up the 1985 Chicago Bears lineup.
Thank you to Brian Urlacher for $5.
Thank you to Ricky Carlton, Shrev, Al Nalan, Plumber, Brother Gems, and Twinley for subscribing, as well as everyone else.
Brad Anderson, Tom Andrews, Brian Bushnagel, Kurt Becker, Mark Bortz, Maury Buford, Kevin Butler, Brian Cabral, Jimbo Covert.
Jimbo Covert's a crazy name.
Jimbo Covert, Brian Crabrawler is
Calyrex. That's what I call my Combine Calyrex. Jimbo Covert.
That's funny.
That's the tour of the Covert cloak.
Yeah. Dude, no, I'm changing my Tornadus to Jimbo Covert.
All right.
Okay, goodbye.
I'll see y'all next week.